You're listening to Interviews with Adam. I am your host, Adam Miller, and we have had for the past 2 years at our annual Songtime Conference right here on Cape Cod a special ministry that I have personally been blessed by, as I got to go and spend some time with them in their home up in New Hampshire. It is David and Archie Metzger as they represent Crescent Project, and they've presented their ministry for the past 2 years at our Songtime Conference. And it's a great ministry, and I'll let them explain a little bit more in detail what their ministry is about. But Dave and Archa, thank you so much for being a part of our Songtime program.
Thank you, Adam. We're certainly happy to be part of the program today.
Why don't you get us started by telling us a little bit about Crescent Project? I know for many that attended our conference and those that heard the breakout session that you did at our conference will know a little bit about your ministry, but why don't you explain for the rest of our listeners what Crescent Project is?
Well, I probably should start by saying that Crescent Project, the name itself, comes from the symbol that Muslims often use of a crescent moon, usually with a little star. Just as we Christians use a cross, they use a crescent moon. So Crescent Project is a ministry designed for Christians and actually the Christian layperson to reach out to the Muslim living in their community, the student maybe going to school next door at the university, maybe a refugee family that's moved to the area, and the authentic Christian with a real heart for the Lord reaches out to the Muslim. In fact, our mission statement is to equip, inspire, and assist the local church in reaching out to Muslims with the gospel of Christ for the glory of God. And we hope to replace fear, because many folks seem to be fearful of the Muslim next door. We hear about the radicals and things that happen around the world, and we just tend to have a little bit of fear. But our hope is to replace that fear with love and to see the day when many Christians, maybe even millions of Christians, are reaching out to millions of Muslims all across America, because nowadays I think most of our audience would know that there are perhaps 7 million Muslims living in the United States, and here in the Northeast there's quite a few. It's a little bit more concentration of Muslims here than in most of the other parts of the country. Massachusetts has quite a few, and New York and New Jersey have many Muslims. In fact, the greater metropolitan New York City area has upward to 1 million Muslims. And so the mission field, God has seen fit to bring the mission field right to our doorsteps. And we have the exciting opportunity to reach out and to share the gospel with our Muslim neighbors. And that's basically what Crescent Project is all about. We're mostly an educational ministry, where those of us who are the sort of official missionaries, so to speak, we often speak in churches, small groups, different teaching opportunities in order to equip the local church member to reach out to the Muslim.
It's interesting you talk about the fear that we have, and that certainly is a real issue in our culture today, where there are more Muslims coming to the United States, and even the policies that are changing to bring even more as refugees from the Syrian and the Middle Eastern crisis. But this is something that we as Christians are being called to, and fear is often the result of lack of information or lack of understanding, and that's really the foundation of your ministry, is informing us a little bit about them, but also how we can communicate with them and share with them our values, not only as Americans, but our faith as Christians.
Yes, and you know, Adam, I think there's another important piece here, and that is we need to separate in our thinking the differing responsibility of the state and the church. I believe that God has instituted the state, the federal government, to keep us safe, to do justice. And so when it comes to vetting which refugees come here to the United States, how many immigrants we allow in, how students come, international students, we trust the civil government to do a good job, to do a thorough job in vetting and keeping us safe. We have the military and police and all to help keep us safe. And so I love America. I'm so happy to be an American citizen. I'm so thankful to have that level of safety that our country offers us. And that's the civil responsibility, God-given, the civil responsibility. But the work that we do and the church does is a differing responsibility. It's our job to reach out with the gospel. God has commissioned us to be those who are proclaiming the gospel, that we are to be those who are following that great commission and reaching out to all nations. And so once we have a Muslim student or refugee or immigrant living here in the United States, we have to trust the government has done their job well and we have safety. But our job as a church is then to reach out with the gospel and to do our very best to share God's love and God's gospel with them, because God wants to reach them too, and he's bringing them right to our neighborhood to make that, to facilitate that possibility.
I'd like to ask Archa a question here and find out a little bit more from her perspective. Archa, what was it that led you to be a part of this ministry? You've spent years working in a Muslim-based culture, a Muslim area of the world before coming here to New England. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience doing that?
You mean in Asia?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Well, I was first called to go in the mission field, but soon it became clear I was going to go to work among the Muslim population. And so I was involved. First, I started off as an evangelist in the hospital that we had. So I would just sit with people and talk with them, or maybe read something from the Word or pray with them. We were also involved in English classes and church planting activities, youth ministry, and so on. And we would just go out in the villages, bring medication, or just visit people and have them over to our house too. So, I mean, there's over 20 years, there was a lot of variety in the things that we did. But it is neat to see when you see people come to faith in the Lord. So, yeah.
And your involvement with the Crescent Project actually brought David in. So how did you get involved with Crescent Project to begin with?
Well, after the years in Asia, we needed to come back because of family needs. And so, but our heart was still, we still wanted to reach out to Muslims. It didn't seem right to, it just didn't feel right to go back into secular work. And we saw so many Muslims around us. At that time, we lived in Indianapolis. And so we actually, Fahd Masri, the director of Crescent Project, came to our church. And so we met him, and he invited us to join Crescent Project because we could no longer work with our former mission. So then we transferred and then started working with Crescent Project.
I want to find out now from David a little bit more about the great needs of this ministry. This is a ministry that is primarily about informing the local church on how to be an effective witness to Muslims. And it seems that there is as much of a need on our end to be informed, and it seems that the need on your end is to get information out about your ministry so that people can know to invite you into their churches, to invite you into their ministries, so that they can be adequately taught how to communicate their faith to somebody, to a Muslim community that has a completely different perspective on Christians and Americans. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. We're available here in the Northeast. We speak often in churches and groups, and we have prepared materials, resources available, books and DVDs and various things that prepare the folks in the church to be ready, more ready, to reach out to their Muslim neighbors.
What are some of the biggest challenges that that Christians face in communicating their faith to the Muslims that are coming into our community? Because I've worked actually with quite a few that have come to the Cape for the J-1 visa program, these young college students that come here, and they have a completely skewed idea of America and of Christians in general. So what is the biggest kind of barrier to get across to explain to the Muslims in our community that we are probably not what they initially perceived us to be?
Oh, that's a really good question. Probably two or three different answers for that. First, most Muslims are taught that just like their nation, if it's a Muslim-dominated nation, majority nation, everyone's considered to be a Muslim. You're born a Muslim, and everyone's a Muslim. And so when they think about the West, and they think in particular about the United States, they have been taught to think that everyone in the United States is a Christian. We're not Muslim, we're a Christian nation. Therefore, when they see the media, they see TV and movies and things like that, which are broadcast all around the world, and they see some of the distasteful behaviors that they might see in those presentations, they associate that with Christians, and they think that Christians might be very loose in their morals and have pretty low standards. And so maybe one of the first things is to inform the visiting Muslim or the new resident that's moved here that not everyone in America is a Christian, that there are authentic Christians that really know the Lord, have really attempted by the Holy Spirit in their lives to live a godly life. And there is a difference between being an American and being a Christian. Then I think a second area would be the culture, that they think differently. They have a different perspective. They grew up just thinking differently. And the culture that they grew up in many areas, it might be kind of neutral, neither good nor bad, but just different from what we do. And so how we communicate, the way we use words, for example, we tend to view things either in being innocent or guilty. They tend to view things as being either honorable or shameful. And so it's a whole different perspective on how life and is lived and how what's considered important and just how we relate one to another as people. And so understanding some of the culture is very helpful. And then a third and maybe even the most important area is that many Muslims have never read even a single page of the Bible. In countries like Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and Yemen and Libya, Morocco, some of these countries, the Bible is forbidden. And so many of our Muslim neighbors may never have read a single page of the Bible. Quite often they have been given misinformation as to what the Bible teaches. For example, they're misinformed about the Trinity. They're misinformed about the Bible's accuracy. They're taught that the Bible has errors in it. And so there's different misconceptions and misinformation that they have and probably have little or no personal experience in reading Scripture. And therefore, probably the two most important things that we can do is to model authentic Christian living by being a sincere Christian before them, the way we live and honesty and in friendship and how we live before the Muslim. And the second is to introduce them to Scripture. Oftentimes, if they're new to the country, to provide the Scripture in their native tongue so they can read and understand the Bible. And those two main things are testimony and getting God's Word into their hands.
And as is the case, I'm sure that you can attest to this as well. What I have seen is most of them have been so inundated with their own way of thinking, really brainwashed into their culture and their faith, that they don't have a good perspective on what America and Christianity is all about, that they're actually very open and they're interested in their They have a lot of questions and they want to know about what we believe. So that's a huge opportunity I have found at actually being able to present the gospel to them. We just have to be careful at how we do it, correct?
Yes, I fully agree with that, that now that they're in America, for example, there's freedom. They have the liberty to speak. In many of these countries, the Muslim doesn't feel at liberty to have a differing view. Here in America and in our Christian foundation of our country, we have a sense of freedom, a sense that we can explore and that God will show us the truth as we explore different avenues. There, many of those countries, many of the Muslim countries, there is only one correct answer. They're not permitted to look at alternatives. They might be ostracized or even punished if they branch out in other types of thinking or Christianity. They might even be put in jail or punished if they would would even venture to have a Bible and to read and study and think about Christianity. And so, yes, when they're here, there's great freedom and liberty, and it's a great opportunity, and many Muslims want to talk about religion. They want to talk about faith, and it's the opportunity is just waiting for us.
Well, this is an area that I am strongly burdened for, as we see so many Muslims coming to the United States, and more of them probably coming, likely coming. We need to be conscientious and sensitive, as opposed to the way we often are. We're very reactive because we're getting a lot of information and a lot of misinformation from politicians and from the mainstream media. I want to encourage all of our listeners, get your information from the church, get your information from leaders and a ministry like Crescent Project. And let me encourage you, if you're here, if you're concerned about the Muslims that are coming over to the United States, you need to get David and Archa Metzger in your church to inform you, to allay some of those fears, but also to encourage you on how to communicate your faith with the world, and the world that's coming right into our backyard. David and Archa, thank you so much for representing your ministry and for always coming to our conference and representing it there as well. We want to get the word out about what you are doing to our listeners, but thank you so much for taking your time to join us for our Missions Emphasis Month.
Thank you very much. Let me just read a short prayer that our founder has in his book, Ambassadors to Muslims. It says, "Break my heart for Muslims who hunger and thirst for you, and make my life a tool in your hand to prepare the way of the Lord."
Amen, amen, and thank you again for being a part of the many voices for that one message.
Thank you. It's our privilege. We thank you very much. God bless.
We hope you enjoyed this interview made possible by our ministry at Songtime Radio. You can find out more information about our ministry by visiting our website at songtime.com, where you can find this and other interviews on our podcast series, as well as our weekday broadcast, which includes teaching, interviews, and music. We also want to encourage you to sign up for our free monthly newsletter. It's got encouraging articles, and there is no obligation. To find out more information about our ministry, again, visit our website at songtime.com. This ministry is made possible by people just like yourself. We are 100% supported by our listeners. So if you have been blessed today, why not join with the many voices together for that one message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, with your donation to the Songtime Ministry. To make a donation, you can do so online at our website at songtime.com, as well as by mail. Write to us at Songtime Radio, P.O. Box 100, Barnstable, Massachusetts, 02630, or give us a call. Make a donation over the phone. It's 508-362-7070. On behalf of our entire Songtime staff and our own Dr. John DeBrine, the founder here at Songtime, who encourages you to grow in grace and not groan in disgrace, from Cape Cod, I'm Adam Miller. God bless.